All right. Well, today's talk's on freedom, okay? My name's Carrie, and I'm going to take advantage of the topic of freedom today because I was, you know, really sitting and resonating with what would feel good today. So, of course, I have my backup text, and I have my intro, but I am going to do some freestyling channeling for you guys today. So it's going to be really fun, and so we're going to get the rhythm flowing of the introduction to get the vibe of freedom going, and then we'll then I'll probably stand up and you'll see me in full-blown action. So here we go. So freedom, what is freedom? Ultimately, it should be anything that makes a person feel good. The country where we chose to live is based on freedom. Freedom of religion, opportunities, food, homes, relationships, and the grand USA has it all to offer. Many different gorgeous colors of people, places, and things. Freedom is the heartbeat of life. To know and experience the truth of freedom means to constantly ask the question, what would feel good now? Where can I expand to the next level? What level of frequency can I match? What vibration of love am I going to explore today? Freedom is love and appreciation at its core. It is the freedom as a human being to get to choose and choose again. The freedom to learn or not to learn from our mistakes. Freedom to choose to be asleep or awake, choose to talk or to be quiet, to explore or stay still. It is the free will that makes life so exceptionally perfect. Think about it. Who would you be today if you did not have free will? Being able to say that it feels good, what feels good to do or not to do, or did that I wish or know or not to know. It is all divine plan. This freedom thing, it is why you are all here expressing in this shape and form at this time. You chose to say, hey, that free will thing looks pretty good. Let's play and see what that feels like. The game of life. And let's see what happens. Because that is the true beauty of life. Getting to choose. Please let us clarify what or where choices come from. Choices only work if they come from a space of honesty and love. That beautiful saying, the truth will set you free, is literal. If one can stop and make choices honestly from the heart, most of the time it feels good. Only when we try to force something from our mental state or control, it doesn't flow as easily. So again, what is freedom? Freedom is joy, laughter, authenticity, uniqueness, expression, creativity, joy, fun, playfulness, choosing again. Why is freedom so great? It inspires us. It inspires people to unite for a common good. It allows human beings to have a bond with the core value of their truth. It feels good to have a mutual understanding that all is truly well, joyful, light, and happy. Who embodies freedom? Everyone. So, now we're going to take this to another spot. What is freedom? Well, freedom is, like we said, joy, peace, unity, love, expansion, greatness, togetherness, happiness, joy. Well, what is freedom? Freedom is the expansion and the truth of knowing the truth of who you are and having the courage to express that so freely. So think about it. Really start resonating, letting your mind be quiet and your heart starting to open. What is freedom? What does freedom mean to you? Does it mean to be able to express yourself in the way you dress, the way you express freely in music? Is it how you speak, how you write, how you show up in the world? What are the things that you are naturally passionate about, that you just can't wait to do? What's pulling you from an internal urge from your heart? I have to do that because I know I will feel better. I know it will make me happier. I know I can express my freedom, the fullness of who I am, if I get to do what? What would inspire you to feel free? Let that resonate with you a little bit. See how that feels. Is it to travel? Is it to play? Is it to have friendship? Is it social interactions? To travel? To read? To write? To be? To walk in nature? What inspires you to play with your children? To embrace your loved ones? What makes you feel so good that the minute you know you're going to do it, your heart explodes? That is what we call freedom. Right? So really start resonating. Come on, I feel those feelings starting to appear. Start thinking about it. Allow yourself to open to the oneness of what feels good to you as an individual, because that is why you are here. You are here to express your individual vibration and expression fully of who you are. No more time for hiding behind masks or thinking I should act this way to get this result. That's not what it's about. What it's about is to totally allow the fullness of who you are, not caring what any person, place, or thing feels or thinks about you, and show up. And that is what we are doing today. We are showing up, trusting and knowing the fullness of who we are is going to lead us to what we know is the truth for us. And because we do that, that puts a ripple effect out into the world. And we start vibrating this really beautiful wave of love out into the world. Right? And then my connection connects with you. My connection connects with you. My connection connects with you and you and you and you. And we all just start walking out into the world, and we're just showing up as a love anchor. We're just letting that flow, letting it flow, letting it flow, letting it flow, letting it flow. And see, if that is our main vibration, you know how, see how your mind just naturally becomes quiet and how it just starts going, ooh, this feels really good. Let's keep doing this, right? Because love is the highest, most powerful vibration in the universe. It's pure positive energy. And the more we stay in this vibration of pure positive energy, the more it flows and the stronger it gets. And the stronger it gets, the more it flows and the stronger it gets. And the more it felt, how many times have we heard that? But it feels so good, so, so good to express yourself freely. Freely. Not caring what your body looks like, not caring about what your clothes are, not caring about your status, showing up as the true individual you came to this earth to be is what it's all about. So how are you going to express that? What is freedom to you? What does freedom mean to you? Seriously. Now just start thinking about that. Start vibrating on that. What does freedom mean to you? And hopefully we have a lot of positive, 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 positive words coming to mind. You know, laughter, joy, happiness, unity, fun, abundance, prosperity, joy, uniqueness, creativity. I mean, we could go on and on and on and on, because there's words don't really do this vibration justice, but you really need to start vibrating and taking ownership of your own personal freedom, because you all have unique services you can be bringing to the world, and there's no right or wrong. It's the vibration of love. We can put the term freedom on top of that vibration, but we all know it's love, okay? So it's the most powerful force in the universe. So here we go again. Another way to express freedom and play with this is, how are you expressing your personal freedom, your personal love to yourself? Okay, so that's a little area you can play with and clean up. So if you start doing that, getting in this beautiful vibration of self-love, then you show up automatically to anybody you touch, see, interact with. Anything you do automatically has this flavor infused with love, right? So then we get ourselves all lined up with self-love, then we get ourselves lined up with our actions, then we get ourselves lined up to choose again. See, it's just this little ripple effect. Okay, am I self-loving myself today? Yes or no? What do I need to tweak to get into self-love? Okay, done. Then, what action am I going to take to show up in the world and express this love? Done. Okay, what else can I do to feel good today, in this moment, in this moment, in this moment? Our friend Abraham Hicks will say something to the effect of segment intending throughout your day. So if you're really proactive and you really, 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 really like to be productive and get stuff done during your day, you can say, okay, here's my to-do list first thing in the morning. Not, okay, I'm going to do this. this first thing. I'm going to do it. Did it. Okay. Before we go to the second thing on our list, we say, oh, okay, how do I feel about this second thing on my list? Am I lined up? Am I ready to do this honestly? Am I showing up in the fullness of my being to do this second step? Abraham Hicks calls that segment intending. We're intending to do the best we can in this next segment of our day, and we're allowing ourselves to be free of the outcome. We're allowing ourselves to fully express everything we need to do in this moment. The past doesn't matter. The future doesn't matter. I'm lining up my energy to focus on this one thing fully, expressing my personal freedom fully for that one thing. Okay, done. Okay, complete. Now let's look again. We get to choose on the list again. Okay, where are we here? Okay, let's see. Okay, oh, no, 3 doesn't feel good. Number 5 feels better. Let me look at number 5. Okay, what does that feel good? What is that going to take? And the same process, okay? And then we go and we choose again. And it's this beautiful ripple effect. And it's just a choice. That's the power of choice. You hear so many people trying to give all these definitions and ways to express choice. But I have a dear friend over here who is a constant reminder in my life that always tells me life is simple. You know, we've all heard KISS, keep it simple, sweetie, keep it simple, you know, silly, keep it simple, fill in the blank. You know, so we've all heard that so many times, but the truth of it is, it's like life is made up of choices. And you have the free will, the personal free will to do so. You can do it. That's why you're here. It's on some level, before you came to this planet, you knew, and incarnated here, you knew that you were going to express something to the full capacity of your being. And if you haven't got there yet, great. Choose again. Get closer to it. Choose again. Choose again. If it doesn't feel good anymore, choose again. You know? So it's very, very simple. You know, we don't have to make it so tough. You know, at our home, it's pretty funny because we get into these conversations of how, you know, men are really, by nature, very simplistic beings. You know, they usually just need food, sex, and money or something like that to be happy, right? That's, I mean, if they get those three things filled, they're happy, right? Well, women like to analyze, and women like to figure it out. And why is that? And, you know, we want to make sure we get it all covered, and we have to feel about it. We have to know and get it all, you know, in this nice little compartment. Well, folks, that's not how it is. You have to be in your heart. If you just erased all that and got in your heart and said, what is my personal freedom to do today? What am I going to express as the truth of who I am today? And, you know, if you're feeling inspired, go, you know, take some actions and then choose again and take some more actions. But it really is that simple, because you've got to think about it. You know, I'm sure you've all had the experiences of feeling action. You know, you when you accomplish something and you feel good about what you've done. Okay, great. That's called momentum. Let's have the next action feel even better. Let's have the next action feel better and keep going. But see, once you have that momentum going, like I said, you know, you get that action accomplished, and then we come all the way back down to choose again. So now we've got the infinity symbol going, right? Well, where's the center of the infinity symbol? It's you, right here, right here. You're putting it out, it's coming back in, choosing again, coming back out, and putting it back in. So I'm just here to remind you today that it's all about personal empowerment. This beautiful word freedom is what unites this particular country. We're very proud of being in the United States of America. Now let's take that on, the United States of America, the United States of America. If we sat and got into our patriot pride of being an American, we can see the threads of beautiful love that we started this conversation with, right? We see all the different cultures, we see all the different belief systems, we see all the beauty and the traditions and the gorgeousness of it all. We're united. We're one whole being. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And And you just have to come from this space of understanding and compassion and love and just look for the beauty, look for the appreciation. And anytime you feel judgment show up, stop. Oh, let me see some beauty here, right? Let me show up as the fullness of me and let me see through those eyes of beauty what I can see. That's true freedom. That's true freedom is not letting your mind dictate anything. Showing up in your personal freedom means, does this feel good to me, yes or no? Yes, then I'm going to be here fully. No, I'm going to look this way. If it feels good, yes, I'm going to do it. So, you know, it's just so beautiful, and we're so, so lucky to be in a beautiful country that celebrates that, that celebrates the America, the beautiful, right? It just feels so good to be so compassionate and passionate about being here. All the different flavors. Think about all the food we have to choose from. I mean, come on. All the different flavors and the taste and the beauty and the people and the clothing and the music. Oh my gosh. It is just a plethora of choice. And that's the point. Your personal freedom is choice. Life is simple. It's about choice. So every day I inspire you and ask you to please just take 5 minutes of every morning, line yourself up, open your heart, quiet your mind. What would feel good to me today? And know that the choices that you make today will have a domino effect on that frequency of love into your next day. And then the next morning when you say, oh, what would feel good to me today? Oh, I'm going to choose everything that feels good. Okay, and then we go to the next. See, it's very, very beautiful flow. And, you know, it's funny. People will ask me, well, Carrie, how do you do that? How do you do that? I'm sorry, folks. The answer is really simple. You just choose yes. You just choose to be the authentic being that you came to be and say, yes, I'm going to choose to feel good. And I'm going to choose to express my unique talents. I'm going to choose to express what I know is the truth of my being in any way, shape, and form that I can possibly do, and I'm going to just give it out to the world and see what happens. Nothing else matters but feeling good, right? So we like this vibration of pure positive energy because we know it works. And we can give you another analogy. Somebody please tell me how the time is. Okay, so, you know, we can take this vibration and down another road to give you another example. So, you know, we have this... I interrupted my flow. Let's see. Okay, so we have the vibration of love. What was I just talking about? Oh, okay, I forgot it. Oh, to choose again, right? So I lost my thought. So anyway, we have the expression of choosing love and...
living authentically.
Living authentically.
Showing up in the fullness of who we are.
And showing up in the fullness of who we are. And I lost it. So anyway, let's go back. Well, it's just funny because, you know, it's the same thing repeating itself. So we're just giving you more analogies. So it all goes back to the pure positive energy, as you've probably already figured out. So anyway, hold on. So showing up again. Showing up in the world and what that means. Personal freedom. Personal expression. So when we ask you to show up in the world and start creating, we ask you to show up and start playing with what feels good to you. Maybe you're a painter. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you're a natural writer. Maybe you're a natural meditator, right? So we ask you to start really having balance, more balance in your creative and diverse, because we laugh because, you know, we've all heard the scientific proof of right brain and left brain, but we seem to forget that there's a whole brain, right? We need to have the whole brain operating all the time, and it's not about balance, it's about wholeness, so we have the wholeness of who we are. And so, I remember what I was thinking now, so I have been asked before, you know, Carrie, how do you do what you do, you know? And I'm sure you all love that question when somebody presents to you and says, how do you know that question? How do you do what you do? Well, in my case, I had a young friend of mine the other day ask, Okay, Carrie, how did you get to the state where, you know, you can ramble on like this? What, how do you know this stuff? And I said, well, you know, it took practice, right? It took practice. And she asked, well, what do you mean by practice? And I said, well, honey, every day I sat down and for 20 minutes I just sat in quiet, right? I just sat in quiet and see what happens. But she said, doesn't your mind go like this? Doesn't your mind go this? And I said, well, the funny thing is, the more you sit in quiet, the more this stops, right? So you can just naturally start being quiet, your mind starts to quiet, and your heart starts to open. So it takes practice, right? So this is another example of practice. Well, okay, so I sat down in meditation with the intention that I'm going to have an ability to be an open channel for love and light. That was my meditation. I would just sit and I'd be open to whatever inspires, whatever comes through. And I just made that a daily practice. I took that practice and I made an intention with it. And here I am 20 years later standing in front of this group rambling on, right? So it just, you know, takes practice. But that goes back to, again, you know, this life of a simple thing. Why is it easy? Why do we make life so difficult? Well, the answer, you know, has many, many ways we could go with that. But again, if you got to the core of it, it means life is simple. It's a choice. You either do what feels good or you don't. For me individually, my quiet time revitalizes my battery. It brings me back to center. It makes me feel good. So that is something I choose to do for me. And it feels really nice. But I'm doing it my way. I'm showing up my way. So I really want to urge you to start making a daily practice of what feels good. It's just a choice, right? It's just a choice. It's just a choice. And here we go again with the momentum. It's just a choice. It's just a choice. But, you know, we would also inspire you to remember that, you know, those choices you make here do affect there. So, you know, choose wisely, you know. I mean, that's the beauty of free will, right? So how many times have we all gone through a dilemma, right? We've all tried to figure out, okay, what are we doing? What are we doing? With pros and cons list. Okay, if the pros are longer than the cons, then we're gonna get this done, right? So, and then you think the pros list is the right way to go, but you don't know what to do. And you say, okay, because the pros list is longer, I'm going to do that. And then you do that and find out, oh, that wasn't the best decision. Well, we call that what? Learning from our mistakes, right? And that's the beauty of free will, right? So now we know. It's not necessarily a negative thing. It's a now we know. Now we know that didn't feel so good. Now we know that that didn't work. So let's pivot again and let's go into the next segment. How does that feel? If we did it this way and maybe listened to our heart and looked at those cons again and see if those were accurate, maybe we, you know, could choose again. So it's all about free will and choice and beauty, but I want you to take it from a personal perspective and look at your own personal life and how you can do that. And then I also want you to look at the world and how many people are making choices that we observe, that we like, that we don't like. You know, what would feel good, what doesn't feel good. You know, I mean, how many times have you looked at a piece of art or pictures? You know, the internet is so full of these great, great pictures to look at, YouTube videos, and the creativity that comes through all these different facets of what's available today to look at. And you can see that person really showed up, really was expressing their personal freedom to share it with the world. My favorite ones are now these GoPro cameras, these cameras that these folks put on their heads. I don't know if you've seen any of these videos, but they're magnificent. We have people coming down from mountaintops, skiing down, hang gliding down, you know, giving us perspectives that we've never seen before. I saw a clip on TV the other day that they have these cameras with these drones now, right, where you can put a camera on these drones and you remote control them. I believe they were in the rainforest. And these folks were like tracking a path to a treehouse or something in the Amazon forest with a drone, and the control stick got stuck, And they didn't know where their drone, their, you know, expensive toy went in the air. And it came up and it went over the tree forest, the rainforest, and got some of the most prolific, gorgeous views of the Amazon rainforest that you would have never seen from the ground or a helicopter, because it went through trees and came up and out and around, and it was so beautiful. And thank goodness they found the camera, so they were able to share that footage. But you know, it's being, the whole point of that is to be open, to experience freedom, be detached from the outcome. Set your intentions and allow your personal freedom to just express itself, to trust that or something better is going to appear, and just allowing that love to flow. Just, you know, showing up in trust and trust and trust and trust every moment to every moment to every moment that everything's going to work out fine. It usually does. We'll give you another example. Remind me of time, please. So last night, my friend and I went to see Yo-Yo Ma at Wolf Trap, a beautiful classical cellist. And you know, we're leaving the house just on time that we could get there in 45 minutes, and the show was going to start at 8:15. We were going to get there right on time. And we leave the house and go to jump on 95, and it's dead stop traffic. We couldn't go anywhere. So we were like, okay, let's go to the back road. So we started, you know, going in another direction. And it was very interesting because in the past, I would have been, you know, cussing and yelling and having a fit that we were late and then we're going to miss it and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Well, is the traffic in my control? No. Is my attitude about how we get there in my control? Yes. Is it a fun to explore new roads and new ways and new possibilities and to test the time to see when we get there and how great it was? And you know, I started thinking, well, at least I do get to see them, you know, it'll be fun. And it was so funny because when we came off 495 to go to 66 to get the Wolf Trap, there's another traffic jam at the toll booth. And oh my goodness, it was like, okay, I'll get to see them for an hour. It's good, okay. It's okay, you know. And so we get into the Wolf Trap parking lot, and all the parking lots are full. So what do? We improvise, and we park right there on the side of the road in the grass right before the bridge, you know, to 66. And we run in, and we get in there, and we get our seats, and it was absolutely perfect. But guess what? Here's the bonus. The first hour of the performance was the National Symphony. We got there right before intermission, and Yo-Yo Ma came on right as we got there. So it was just, you know, another daily example. When you stop and allow yourself to be centered and choose to choose again, to choose the positive and choose what feels good, you're going to automatically bring that vibration, you know, and it's just a beautiful thing to choose and choose again. I mean, and so many times in our daily interactions with work and colleagues and friends and stuff, you know, we can either be fully present with them and hear them and try to understand where they're coming from, or we can, you know, get a little judgmental and say, no, I want to do it my way. But that doesn't work. You know, that's choose again to be open and expressing the freedom of who you are. So we are going to leave you with one more expansive thought. Pure positive energy is the truth of who you are, and love is the answer to every question. And if you can be empowered to stop it moment to moment throughout your day and say, what would love do? You would really start vibrating at a higher level and be able to shift a lot quicker and just show up and radiate your love and see what happens. Because, you know, like attracts like most of the time. So if you're showing up in a pure positive energy, you put smiles out, smiles come back. You put love and gratitude out, love and gratitude comes back. You put appreciation out, it comes back. So we ask you to continue to see the beauty and the light and the love and the freedom that you are and express it fully and give it to the world so it can come back and it can all start again in that beautiful, infinite love that we are. So thank you.
Wow.